What's up, everybody, and welcome to Remember the Loot, episode 18, the show reminding you to be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Woo!
Woo! I'm one of your hosts, Frosty, and if the trophies are popping, don't come a-knocking. It's Resident Daryl.
That's right, baby.
Also in here with us, you say tomato, he says tomato, it's T-Bird.
Yeah.
Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee, it's B-Button Guy.
Arigato, Obama-sama.
Hey, Tricky, you so fine, you so fine, you blah, blah, man. Hey, Tricky.
He's so embarrassed.
No, I was scrambling to find the Run DMC song, because I figured the next time I come on the show, I was going to do it. But I started going...
Hey, it's time to make some crazy money. Are you ready? Here we go!
You're down a trophy. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening today. Please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. What's up, guys? Welcome back.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. This is the episode that never wanted to be recorded.
Hopefully this episode redeems itself after last week's train wreck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't speak about old stuff.
So we don't talk about you at all.
That EMP that hit me.
The EMP.
So how about, EMP hit the show. How about those Remember the Poot? Who decided to call Trophy Horse last episode?
Well, if you listen to the episode, that would be the Sondosaurus Rex himself, Mr. Alex.
Well, I listened to the episode, and it was like raging diarrhea the entire time.
Those guys, they make me so mad.
I'm not going to listen to those Remember the Loot guys. Because they might have two listeners.
Remember the
poop. I listen.
I'm coming, honey. Give me a second.
Christina!
Yo, you guys can talk. You know what? I'm going to go down another trophy.
All right, so here's what we got. We got...
We ain't scared.
In a couple days, we kick off the 2016 Trophy War. With Remember the Loot.
Stay a while and listen.
Remember the Loot versus the Rudy Poo Fruity Loots wannabes, these trophy hoochies.
Tricky Mick and the Funky Bunch.
Do you guys actually think you stand a chance? Seriously.
Here's the thing, all right? This is how this is going to happen, okay? We're going to roll in there. And we're going to be popping plats. We're going to be freaking laying down these trophies. We're going to be freaking raining PSND all over you guys. And you're going to come in there, and you're going to pop your PAL version of Hannah Montana and your Japanese version of Megamind. And Donnie's going to go and get the most obscure, hardcore trophy platinum he can find because he's the only OG you got. Alex is going to be like, well, I don't listen to podcasts, and I don't participate in Trophy Wars either. Christina! And then Yield's going to be like, I love trophies, but I just don't know how to get them. I just don't even know what to do. I love sports, and I love trophies, but I go loot.
Who's your fifth man?
That would be Lucia.
Lucia?
Loot.
Yeah, he's been on.
He's a double agent. Loot show.
I think you were actually on an episode with him there, Frosty.
I don't remember that.
Either way.
If I was, it got deleted.
He's been on ours before.
It was that train wreck one where Donnie was out of the show.
No, that show actually got released. Donnie actually edited that show to make it seem like he was never there. But then somehow at the 45 minute of the show, he couldn't find himself to miss an episode. So he actually started recreating his audio.
What?
But he was doing it at a McDonald's where there was a lot of background noise. So if you listen to the episode, you actually hear him try to recreate what he said. But in the background, you hear screaming children and women ordering double quarter pounders with cheese.
You called my shit a train wreck.
He's like, put the trophies up. It's another episode. I take a number four and I love the loot, guys.
And I'll take a large fry.
Would you like an apple pie with
Get
that?
Get out of the ball pit.
B-Button guy beat me to it.
He's like,
Would you like a hot apple pie with that?
It's like, that's what it's going to be. It's like, oh, man, the Loot Boys won this freaking trophy war. He's like, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, Jean Grey, whatever.
I was over here playing Tekken.
I don't like that screen fighter.
I don't want to hear about a button masher. Oh. Both you and B-Button guy are button mashers.
Dude, I'll mash your button.
Speaking of buttons, what are you playing, Frosty?
I play Street Fighter, a real fighting game.
Oh,
takes talent. Not like Tekken, hey, okay, where you can spam the triangle button.
B-Button's over there holding the fight stick.
Now, whenever I was watching y'all playing Street Fighter, I saw a lot of button mashing. I heard a lot of button mashing.
And kicks ain't going to throw themselves.
And T-Bird calls me out for brown nosing.
And T-Bird had a front row seat to your Friday night fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really couldn't participate. He was scared.
I think you should rename it to Friday Night Fappins.
You're playing the
That's all you guys were doing.
T-Bird, you're playing the Division beta. You're playing ain't even out yet.
He was like, I play Street Fighter, but I'm over here mastering the beta.
In the corner.
Yeah, me and T-Bird.
I tried to include him. I was like, T-Bird, you want to, like, you know, throw down a little bit? And he was like, no, I'm just trying to save New York.
No, he was playing the beta with a real gamer, me.
Oh, I heard about that. T-Bird, you should tell us about that.
Speaking of button mashing Tricky, I watched an old Mortal Kombat video of you and a certain someone playing a certain Mortal Kombat 9.
Hey, did you see that I actually won that round?
I saw a lot of...
low kick, high punch.
Oh, see, no. See, that was done. I'm not... I know it's going to sound like a cheesy excuse, but I was literally doing that just to piss the other guy off. So...
You know what I would do to you to piss you off? Land like a 25 hit combo, one-handed, blindfolded, with my pants down.
Oh, wait,
that sounds like 24 more hits than you're actually capable of doing.
Oh, snap. All right, so I heard
you are a one-pump chump, so I'm not too worried about you.
I'm a basic Bob.
Here's what we got to do. In the middle of this trophy war, there needs to be a match. Frosty versus Tricky. And it needs to be a ladder match. You start off with Mortal Kombat. No, you start off with Street Fighter. Then you fight with Injustice. And you end it with Mortal Kombat or Rumble Roses or WWE 2K, whatever. You guys need to go through all the fighting games and just layeth the smack it down to the best of your ability.
Are you buying all the fighting games for me?
I mean, you got PS Plus. We just got Persona Fighting. There's one.
Oh, okay, well, there's only one fighting game worth buying, and that's Mortal Kombat X, and I already own that.
Well, then you guys need
All the other ones are garbage.
Then you guys need to do mirror matches and go through every single character.
Street Fighter doesn't even have a freaking arcade mode. You want to call that a good game?
It's coming. Just wait. To those who are patient. Yeah.
Just you wait.
On Street Fighter V Super Alpha Mega Edition?
I'll take it. I'll buy it. Still better game.
So my brother-in-law brought Street Fighter over today, and we played for about 3.5 hours. And I ain't gonna lie, I haven't really played a fighting game like that since Injustice. I really dig that game.
It's good. I mean, it's definitely catered to the
real fighters.
The
noobs.
The people in, like, tournaments and stuff, you know, like the professional fighters.
Like myself.
Which is why they released it so bare bones, and it kind of sucks. I do agree. It needs the arcade mode now. It needs a cinematic story mode now.
I want to kick cars and watch videos.
That is one thing, kudos to NetherRealm Studios when they release a fighting game. It is complete. Like, they could never release any DLC, and it would still be, you'd still have a lot of content with, like, the Crypt, and the online was pretty solid, too, other than the netcode. The netcode was atrocious in Mortal Kombat X. Hated playing that game online.
It's because...
That's good.
I had a kid challenge me at Street Fighter today in the store because he was checking out we have it in the system, the demo system or whatever. And he was like, yeah, I'm pretty good at this game. I could beat pretty much anybody. And I was like, oh, I play too, but, And he was like, I said, I don't have my fight stick. And he was like, oh, well, you want a match, bro? And I was like, Sure.
So then y'all went to Blues, like straight up fisticuffs right in the middle of the store?
Yep.
Yeah, I took him out of the store, and I just let him out. I was like, don't come back
here. See, with fighting games, I cannot play a fighting game online because there's too many lag issues, too many ping issues.
You gotta get good.
Well, have you ever played another fighting game other than Mortal Kombat online?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've played other fighting games. I'm just saying when it comes to online fighting games, I just can't stand it because this is going back maybe 2 years ago. I remember what game I was playing. I went into an online match and I got a perfect. All of a sudden, the message came up saying I was defeated. Because the lag was so bad that he was actually attacking me and I wasn't attacking him back. And then I fought him in some kind of weird internet glitch in which we both were fighting each other, but we weren't actually fighting each other.
Lag switch.
So I had 9 wins in a row, and then all of a sudden I got a defeat, even though I got a perfect, double perfect on him.
That's ridiculous. That's been happening a lot in Rocket League lately, though. Like, you'll score a goal, and then it'll, like, jump, and then you'll be like, I lost, ?
That's what happened to us when we went against the Turfy Horse. They flipped that lag switch, and we lost.
No, you guys just got beat by freaking
we got
Mr. Godly Fatality.
He was on our team.
Yeah, okay.
I actually played him in Street Fighter and beat him.
Boom. Payback, sucker. We're going to toast to...
What are we playing?
What we're playing.
I'm playing Street Fighter. Let's not make this about me, guys.
Well, there's 5 people on the show. We've only talked about one person playing.
Well, technically, I've been playing Street Fighter like a mofo. And I don't play fighting games. Like, literally, all I've done today, like, I had family come over because I turned the big, fat, ugly 31. And freaking my brother and his wife came over. And then shortly after that, my sister and her husband came over. And literally, we played Street Fighter 5. We played in Mortal Kombat X. We played Killer Instinct. My son and I and my daughter, we were passing the controller playing Marvel vs. Capcom on the PSTV. We've been playing fighting games all day.
Which one? 3?
Yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Duh. But nice. We were playing the Vita version, which is single player. But we would, like, because it's 3-on-3, I picked a character, and my son would pick a character, and my daughter would pick a character, and then we would literally pass the controller. You know what I'm saying?
Take skills.
And it was fun. We lost a lot there after a while, but. And my daughter, she liked to be characters that were completely unrealistic. Like, she wanted to be the dog. And then she wanted to be the Sentinel.
Which
the Sentinel's awesome. But and my son, he was a Taskmaster. Because it reminds him of the skeleton guy from Medieval.
Yeah.
So he loves All-Star Battle Royal. And so he wanted to be whatever was closest to that. So we had a good time, man. We played fighting games all day long. It's awesome. I even popped some. Yeah, as much as it pains me, popped a couple of random trophies that I needed for next month.
That laugh.
He's like, ah,
yeah.
No, because I feel this pain.
Yeah, me and Tricky been texting back and forth. Like
every time I play a game and a trophy pops, I'm like, oh, I should have waited.
Well, I was like, I got like finally just had all I could stand. And played Deadpool the other night. And I put Deadpool in on PS3. My wife's sleeping. Sawing logs over there like an old lumberjack beside me. So I'm putting Deadpool, you know.
I really want to play that.
It's so good. And I just kind of started on Ultra Violent, you know, the hardest difficulty. I'm like, well, you know, I'll just kind of chip away, killing time.
Abort.
Well, the thing is, I've already beat the game. So I'm actually up to par with playing that difficulty because I started on Ultraviolent on Xbox One, and it sucks. You need to play through and get your skills up before you do
right,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So trophy tip of the week, freaking get good.
Pro tip.
Yeah. So I played a little bit. I played a little bit Deadpool on both systems, and I put it in on PS3 the other night, and I popped a trophy for beating one of the bosses without taking any damage, and I was like, dang it. That was a good one.
But I did bragging rights. There's your bragging rights.
Yeah, right? I was like, I wasn't intentionally doing it. I just so happened to lay the smacketh down. It was actually like foreshadowing for what I'm going to do to the trophy horse next month during the trophy war.
Mm-mm. T-Bird, don't be shy. What are you playing?
All I really played was Tales from the Borderlands.
Why?
Just trying to get some more achievements.
I was saying, why are you playing that now? Like that, you should say that. It's like an easy platinum.
Yeah, achievements.
I was on Xbox, so don't worry.
Wait, what?
Because we're still in the middle of the achievement hunt. So he's playing on
the that's right.
On the X-Bone Uno.
Get it together, Frost. I've kind of left in the dust, so I'm,
Another one bites the dust.
I've already lost that war. I'm like in the stands. I'm eating a hot dog and drinking a Pepsi right now. Watching everybody else race.
Well, I finally broke 3,000 points today in the achievement hunt. So, in between our fighting games, we
9,000 more to go to catch up.
Yeah, in the middle of our fighting games, we played a little bit of Night Squad and some junk like that. So, I popped about 300 points in that junk today. So, I'm done. That's all I've played this week.
Nick, what are you playing?
Well, last night I started Dark Souls again, and that was fun.
Dark Souls 2?
Yes, sir. Daryl had to hear me die a few times because we party chatted it up.
Like, oh my god!
Oh my god, Daryl, I'm dying! Oh my god! Oh my god, Daryl, these guys are picking on me! Help me!
So last night, we set up the green screen, and I'm just like testing some footage.
Wait, you have a green screen now?
I do. It's the craziest thing, man. I just like magically, Amazon and all of its greatness decided just to send me one. They're like, you know what? This guy works hard. He's a good looking cat. You know what I'm saying? People like to hear him. He's got influence.
He deserves it.
He deserves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When are you going to step up, Tricky?
When am I going to step up?
And so, well, actually, what it is Tricky's trying to buy me, guys. He's like, look,
I'm trying to buy you.
I know this
can't
guy.
Can't buy me love.
He's like, this guy is going to come in, guns a blaring, as he said last week, and he's going to freaking own this trophy war.
Guns
so he's
blaring.
Like, I was picking at what Tricky said last week. So he's like, I'm going to send this fool as green screen and try to buy his loyalty, and he wants me to take a dive.
Yeah.
He wants me to take a dive. He's like,
well, you stole Donnie from me, so I have to, you know.
That was easy. Donnie and I are like,
Donnie came to us.
we were like best friends. We just didn't know.
So Donnie chooses you as his vice president. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, that's where my loyalty is.
He's like, I've never even met this fool before.
You flip flop worse than Mitt Romney.
There you go.
So Dark Souls, what else you got, Nick?
Street Fighter.
Oh yeah.
That little game. I don't know if you've heard of it, but you know it's pretty decent.
So I set the green screen up, and Nick's playing Dark Souls last night. And I'm like, all right, Nick, I'm going to leave you in my headset and leave you in the video chat, and we're just going to have a conversation as I do a test run Let's Play. So I put in like Assassin's Creed, something with no consequence that I wasn't really that interested in, you know? And lo and behold, if I didn't pop a trophy, freaking wasted another one. But I put it in, and I'm like, okay, we're going to do a Let's Play, got the green screen set up, you know, whatever. And so as I'm having conversation with him, commentating what I'm seeing, trying to make the video entertaining, I hear, oh my god, what the freak, Dark Souls, He's like screaming and freaking out. And I'm sitting there thinking like, this is live, we're recording, but I'm okay with it. Like, here I am playing boring.
I sure hope we're going to release this.
What if you're just like, ignore that.
He's like, oh my god, what the, I died. And he's like, some old lady was like beating on him or whatever. Like, here I am, like sneaking around, trying to do the sneaky and the stabby stab. And he's like in the background,
That's how he plays, man.
That was a Let's Play to remember right there.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you guys have seen me like really rage yet. I think Frosty's come close to it. What was
I've heard you on stream when you get your butt kicked by some guy playing
Ryu.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh my god.
You distorted the mic quality.
Dude,
all
especially
crazy like
F you cat.
Dude,
that's like my catchphrase.
Yes. You do that when you win a match. It's funny because like you'll win and you'll look at your cat and be like, "F you,
no,
cat."
The first one was like, "F you, cat." The second one's like, "F you, cat."
I love you. Come here.
These poor cats. He like adopts these freaking beaten on and like animals that have been like tortured all their lives, and he just lines them up and screams at them like he plays video
games. Well, it's cool because the one I was yelling at is the deaf one. So.
Oh, that's okay. She's
blind.
That's
all right.
That's okay. I can't hear you. It's not, you know.
She's handicapped. She won't mind.
It's true because, like, I had, you know, those little snack packs of, like,
oh, goodness.
Chips Ahoy cookies? Like, it was sleeping, and I was shaking it. And I put it on Snapchat one night, and I was shaking it at the cat, like, centimeters away from him, and he didn't budge. Not one bit.
Dude.
Because the cats don't give up.
They don't.
Yeah, see, he don't want to lose no more trophies on that one.
I could lose 1,000 trophies and I still whip you.
You know what? We'll see. -3.
What are you playing, Tricky?
I'm -3. I should be like -5 by now.
Well, two of them are off the air. No, you're right. It's -4. Wait.
All right.
You know what? While we're at it, let's just double it.
Just going to show you what I've been playing.
Oh, Gears of War, Rise, Sunset Overdrive, Tomb Raider, Duck Dynasty, Murder Soul Suspect, and the Rise of the Tomb Raider, not yet on PS4, but soon, very soon.
Yeah, so read what that says.
X-Bone.
Yes, because...
Dun, dun, dun.
Because you decided to call me out last week. Or, you know, I should say... You, Daryl decided to call me out last week and hold me to my zero for a war that I wasn't even participating in.
Oh, no. We've got episodes of Trophy Whores that say you are going, you are coming, you're going to do this, you're going to Netflix and chill.
Tricky, you need to unplug that Xbox, pack it back up. That's for the fans when they win the free Xbox One.
He's like...
Well, actually, this X-Bone is going back, but what the goddess doesn't know, because she's right behind me. I ordered an X-Bone, the Gears of War 1 terabyte that comes with 3 games. She just said, "I heard you, Jeff."
I gotta go. Bye, guys.
I don't know why I'm still whispering.
Tricky use whisper. It was ineffective.
So yeah. So I. So I did try to.
I think we just lost Nick. He just died.
I did try to accumulate some achievements so I could try to catch Daryl, because I was gonna jump out and just go through all the Telltale games, go get Hannah Montana and the Terminator Salvation just to beat Daryl, because at that point he had a measly 2,600, which was very easy to get in a week. But when I went to the store, they actually didn't have Hannah Montana or Terminator Salvation or any of the
Shocker,
Telltale
right?
games on the 360. So I bought an X-Bone, and I figured, you know, I'll play Duck Dynasty. That's an easy 1,000 real quick. And then for some reason I stuck in Rise of the Tomb Raider, and I haven't played another game since.
Can't blame you.
So, but I am proud to say that I am now beating Frosty in the achievement war.
I'm looking at a score. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. It's a true story.
So, Frosty's been playing for a month. I've been playing for 4 days, and I've already beaten Frosty.
Hey.
I'm proud of you.
Tricky, where'd you go to get your Xbox One?
The store that shall remain unnamed.
Is it a store that I'm affiliated with?
Yes, it is.
Did you get your gift card?
I bought a used one so I can bring that.
Good call.
I'm not stupid.
Abuse that 7 days. Abuse it.
Listen, there's actually a writer on PG who I will not mention because of legal reasons. actually told me about the whole seven game strategy, and we abused the out of it because literally, and I'm not even making this up, GameStop had the same $180 of my money for like 3 years straight because I would go in, get a game used, play for 7 days, return it, get another game for 7 days, bring that game back, get the original first game back, and just cycle the same $180 over 3 years.
I didn't know that was still a policy.
Mm-hmm. 7 days.
Like, I've only been told it once. It was years ago from a GameStop employee. I had the choice between Mass Effect 1 or Bioshock 1. I was like, which one do I get? He's like, well, Bioshock's not as big as Mass Effect. Take Bioshock home, play it, beat it, bring it back, get Mass Effect. I was like, you could do that? He's like, yeah, we have a 7 day policy. I took Bioshock home, played it, beat it, loved it so much, I kept it. I never took it back.
See, he knew. Yeah.
So after 3 years, I finally went in, just like, and he was like, what game do you want? I'm like, I'm getting all my games digitally now. Just give my money back. I said, just give me some PSN cards. And that's how I formed a friendship with him, because he was the manager.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Tricky, but do you know a Santos?
Do I know a Santos?
Yeah, is he the store you go to, is the manager named Santos there?
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh.
Do you know where
Why
I live?
Do this?
I know you're in New York.
Okay, so how would you know who the manager of my local store is?
Because he came from my store. He was, before I worked there, he was a GA, and he's like one of those rare cases where he randomly applied for a higher position, and he got it.
Do you know where in New York he went to?
I want to say, I keep wanting to say Rochester, but I know that's not right.
That's upstate New York. I live in New York City. The real New York.
The real New York. I got you.
No, New Jersey is the real New York. Everybody knows that.
No, I live in Staten Island, which is basically Jersey's fart.
Jersey Shore?
He got
his X-Bone in the smush room.
You guys know what a map looks like, right? So you know what Jersey looks like, where it goes down and then cuts in and then comes back out.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Staten Island, which is basically in Jersey's butt crack. So we're like, there are fart particles that come out.
My dad's from Jersey.
I like it.
You should be a geography teacher. Right here in the Gooch is Texas.
I actually said that to one of my high school teachers. My high school teacher sent me to the principal's office. And when the principal asked me what happened, I explained to the principal. I was like, I didn't do anything wrong. I said we're Jersey's fart. And the principal was laughing so hard. He's like, I want to suspend you, but I can't.
Because you're right.
All right, boys. Raise them up. It's that time. Well, you are a loser for this.
You know, yesterday was your birthday. Yeah, we were going to toast to you as your birthday.
I know. I knew that the toast was going to be mine, so here's what I'm going to do.
But that opportunity has passed. Yeah, that train has...
This toast is...
That train has sailed.
This toast is for birthdays past. No, this toast is going to go to the obvious and apparent winner of the achievement hunt, Mr. Cray319.
He hasn't won yet. It's still February.
Yeah. He's got this thing. He's...
And he cheated.
Technically, he told you one more day.
Either way, we're toasting. And if it's a premature toast, then this toast will then be transferred to whoever freaking pulled that hat trick for your 8,500 points currently. And I know he's going to make it an even 9,000. Here's to you for taking this achievement hunt serious and reining it and freaking killing it. So
here's to you for playing every Telltale game on the market.
I think he should be disqualified.
Actually,
because he said he was going to get 10,000.
He did say that. He did say
so
that.
He's got 9,999. He's falling 1,000 short at this point, so I think he should be disqualified.
Well, that's like when you're playing a pool and you sink the 8-ball in the wrong pocket.
Right.
Well, I still won, didn't I? No, I didn't call because I didn't.
You lost. I won. Give my money.
I don't know. He still might pull it out. He's got 2 days left because of this freaking leap year garbage. We could be popping trophies, but no. We had to have a leap year. Way to go, February.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it was any other month, he'd still have another 3 days.
Right, but we did this in February because it's Xbox, not PlayStation. Come on, bro.
Well, yeah, it is.
Because we wanted to get it over with.
We
wanted
to get it over with. So you,
again. You want the shortest month for that.
That's right.
But did you guys also notice that we're doing our trophy war next month, and at the same time, Kinda Funny's doing their trophy war?
We definitely started that first, but I did see that. Where
I got in contact with Greg and told him it's a bunch of BS.
They're copying us.
So Greg says, "We'll just do both wars at the same time." I said, "How funny would it be when I whipped Luke and I beat the Kinda Funny at the same time?"
If you can do it, I will totally switch teams.
The question is, who will have more viewers?
Kinda Funny.
Kinda Funny. Kinda.
Loser team all gets matching Hannah Montana tattoos.
I'm down with that.
Hold on a second. We're getting
married, Ricky. We're getting matching leprechaun tattoos.
Which war are we talking about here? Are we talking about Kinda Funny? Are we talking about the horse whipping the pooch?
Everybody.
How
about everybody just go get Hannah Montana tattoos and let's do the news?
I already have mine.
Ooh.
He's got that butt cheek bedazzled.
Yeah, it's on my left butt cheek.
News to me. Speaking of news,
shout out to my boy Donnie.
Donnie, what? You have a tattoo of Donnie on your right butt cheek? Okay. That settles that.
Don't you too?
Put this tattoo up. Right, it's another episode.
Let's slip on out of that. And
the right butt cheek is a resident of Daryl.
And on that note, we go to a segment we like to call News for Noobs. This segment of News for Noobs is brought to you by Fight Stick Guy. For custom handcrafted arcade-style fight sticks for your fighting game enthusiasts, go to facebook.com/fightstickguy. I always forget that.
Guy. Fight Stick Boy? You going to call him Fight Stick Boy like I call B-Button Boy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm a man. Dark Souls, no! Oh, my God! This old lady! F you, cat!
I gotta say, we're doing this on Skype right now, and T-Bird's profile picture is him eating a Krispy Kreme donut.
It's killing me, bro. It's killing me.
I really want some Krispy Kreme donuts right now.
Dude, what you done? List
from Suicidal Tendencies about to go to town on that donut.
What you don't know is that's not a screenshot. That's him standing here with a donut.
He's actually standing there, Skyping in front of
Krispy Kreme. Skyping from the parking lot of Krispy Kreme.
He's in freeze frame right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Darryl,
greatest piece of news we could ever talk about. This segment of the news, this article of the news, would have been pulled from ProvenGamer.com if ProvenGamer.com was alive and well. It's getting a facelift, getting a little Botox. It's going to get a boob job.
Because there will never be another opportunity for us.
It's actually getting delayed a week because I forgot to take this down the site.
Yeah,
I think it's hilarious that we had the chance to be the first gaming news media outlet to cover something, possibly.
Possibly.
And it happened to be Resident Evil news.
I literally.
Daryl was the one that got the news and was freaking out and was going to post it.
Wrote the article up.
Yeah, I literally I saw the press release. I was en route to the can.
It was for games that we've already beaten.
It's okay though because these are my favorite. So I was en route to the can anyway. So I ran in there and our cleaning guy was like, "Man, are you going to blow it up?" I'm like, "Nah, dude, I'm actually literally going to sit down on this lid. I'm going to type up an article, and you can stand outside the door and talk to me the entire time. I'm cool with that." It happened. I emailed it in, and then I exited the bathroom, and I didn't do any business in there.
Wow.
I actually came back a few minutes later and took a leak.
You what? No, I don't know. You did some business.
I did some business, all right.
Beat it! Beat it!
Play that Resident Evil and beat it?
Yes. I'm tired of beating Resident Evil 4. I've beat that game so many times, but God, dog is good, and I'm going to play it. I'm going to beat it again.
4, 5, and 6 coming to the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One in 2016.
But they're all being released in backwards order.
Well, they're being released in least to greatest.
I was about to say, that's what's going on.
You know, it's actually funny because they actually say that... that 4 is actually the best one.
Yeah.
It is the best one.
It is. I mean, that's the one. That was it scored the best. It didn't sell as much as Resident Evil 5. Well, I guess now, if you think about how many systems it's released on. But You know, Resident Evil 6 comes out March 29th. It's going to come out for $19.99 US dollars, and it's going to have all the DLC. That is a lot of game for $20.
It comes with a, if you pre-ordered a special edition, it comes with a statue of Jill Valentine. Naked.
That's actually not true.
Buying it.
That's actually not true.
I got my receipt. I already pre-ordered it.
It's exciting. Resident Evil 6 coming to the current gen consoles. Whether you like that game or not, I enjoyed it and I will have it. And they are going to release physical versions in the Americas, is what it said. Not in the, you know what I'm saying, in all the Americas.
Japan.
Not in Japan's. Not in the Europe's. In the Americas.
Resident Evil 4 had the best story, the best bosses, the best atmosphere. God, so good.
Yep, the best hair.
And the worst, I was about to say, the worst Ashley.
yes, so Resident Evil 6 comes out in March. It's a Resident Evil 5 with all the DLC. For $20, comes out this summer. And for the fall lineup, hitting the home run, swinging for the fences, Resident Evil 4. And I'm sure it's going to be the completed edition with all the sweet Chicago typewriters.
And it will be episodic.
No.
I made that up.
So, yes, greatest piece of news, greatest thing we could talk about, Resident Evil 4, 5, and 6. That means we have the opportunity to platinum 5 and 6 on the current-gen consoles. I don't know if 4 is going to come with the platinum. They actually didn't talk about the trophy support at all.
It better.
Well, 4 didn't come with the platinum on the...
they're not going to be easy.
On the 3. No, they're not easy.
Cue the fishy.
Beat the game with just your knife and one life and... naked, like, wait, what?
Your F8's
with no controller. Yeah. Like, why is that?
Because logic. So what about,
now, Tricky, you're a, yeah. Tricky, you're a third-person shooter guy. I mean, this is kind of right up your alley, correct?
Resident Evil, no.
Have you ever played 4? Please.
Too scary.
Please play 4.
It's too scary.
Played 4, play it.
I haven't played a Resident Evil game since the first one.
Holy crap.
And to be fair, and I know it's not justifiable excuse anymore, the way the one controlled, where, because I can't stand the games where you walk forward and the turn, you had to turn your whole body.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Old school tank control.
Yeah. Ever since that, the whole Resident Evil series has left a bad taste in my mouth, and I never went back.
I wonder if they're going to change that with these installments, because, you know, they updated the controls for Resident Evil 1 or the remake, yeah, and 0.
These are strict ports. Now, you do know that Resident Evil 4 did create the entire third person over the shoulder genre.
It did.
Do research.
I'm trying to
third person games exist.
I'm trying to find out where my boots are, because it's getting really deep in here.
Third person games existed, but that was the first mainstream third person over the shoulder. And if you even look, Cliff Bleszinski said that influenced Gears of War, which was the next third person over the shoulder.
Oh, we know how much you love Cliff Bleszinski.
Yeah, because Cliffy B is the authority on video games.
Two thumbs up.
You know, because Cliffy B's got so much swag that he's able to turn down a collaboration with Hideo Kojima because, you know, it's not worth his time.
You know, speaking of swag, we got some sweet swag coming in March from PSN and Games with Gold.
Broforce.
Bro freaking force.
Broforce.
Broforce.
That was a good segue.
That was the only kind I have.
Did you take the tricky class of segways?
Yes, I would crash that train right into a bridge. So, we got some sweet games coming on PSN this month. But what's greater than the sweet Broforce game we're getting for free is the fact that the other games we were able to vote on, because Broforce won the vote, the other games are going to be, like, I think it said 15 or 30% off?
Yeah, well, that was the deal with the vote, the whole vote thing. Is that whatever game won, the other games were going to be discounted.
Which is awesome, because one or two of those other games actually look pretty good.
I just want to keep watching the promo video for Broforce again.
Yeah.
It's so
that
cool,
video
man.
Was just great.
I said, when we were voting for that game, I was like, we've got to have Broforce.
Oh, I knew and as like, soon as that was announced.
That's yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, certain forums and Facebook groups were like, yeah, I don't want Broforce. I want the Cactus game. And I'm like, shut up, yeah, nobody wants that stupid game. I want Broforce.
All right, so this is what we get free in March. Okay, PS4 users with a subscription to PSN Awesomeness.
Yes.
You get Broforce.
Oh.
Galaxy, which I think I already have that. But you're into space shooters, so that's like,
yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
That's really your jam right there, bro.
I love space. Punishing myself for a game I've never beat.
We get The Last Guy, which I actually know nothing about and didn't look it up.
He's actually doing the show with us right now.
What are you talking The about? Last Guy?
Mm-hmm. B-Button, he was the last guy on the show.
Ah, I get it.
terrible joke. Anyway, moving on.
That was so funny, I forgot to laugh.
Oh, God, this Dark Souls is coming back.
You know, right? The chair just took a dive on me, Jesus.
Oh, so for PS3, we get The Last Guy and Super Stardust HD. Do we have any Super Stardust fans in the house?
What is that?
I am.
It's a very popular PS3 game.
Sounds like a drug you take before playing Galaxy.
Unique fact about Super Stardust HD, that was actually the first game ever to have trophies.
Bling.
The more you know. Because knowledge is power.
And Vita owners will get Flame Over and Reality Fighters.
And if you're not a Vita owner, go
Frosty!
Whoa! I'm actually going to leave that in. We're not going to bleep that
Frosty.
One.
Frosty.
The B-Bug guy, you got a Vita?
I don't.
Hey, wait, hold on. I got to ask you. You leave that in because it's actually a true statement?
Yes, because I'm passionate about my Vita. You know what else I'm passionate about?
As Colin, you know, as Colin actually said,
who's Colin?
We're the problem.
That's right.
Because we didn't buy it.
Colin. Colin said that.
Colin Farrell?
Colin.
But you know what else I'm passionate about besides my Vita? I'm passionate about my Vita TV, my PS TV.
You did an unboxing video for that.
I did, and that will eventually be on ProvenGamer.com and Proven Gamer's YouTube.
Did you read the instructions?
I did not. I threw them at the camera a lot.
Flick.
It's probably the worst unboxing video you'll ever see in your life. But that
was it done with the new green screen?
Yes, it was. That brand new green screen brought to me through Amazon.
He did a unboxing video with a Resident Evil 2 Revelations, a menu in the background. Didn't play the game. He turns that game off and goes and plays Assassin's Creed. Who does that?
Big old freaking eyeball.
That big eyeball, dude.
Actually, it was a vice versa. I did Assassin's Creed first, and then I was like, I need a palate cleanser. Bring on the Resident Evil.
He had an outfit swap to make it seem like it was two separate occasions.
Actually, I got cold, so I put a hoodie on.
You know, I've had a Vita TV since launch. And I've used it maybe 3 times.
I use mine for like 4 hours today.
Hey, if you're not using yours, I need one.
Yep.
I think. I'm not sure what it does.
Well, here's the whole thing.
Turns your TV into a Vita, literally.
Did you update the firmware?
Yeah, I did everything. I updated it.
Oh, see, you shouldn't have done that because now you can't play Golden Abyss on it no more.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm on my final playthrough of Golden Abyss right now, and I don't know that I'll actually go back to that one. It's good.
And that's
it's
your
good game,
game
but
though.
I'm ready to hit the platinum. Move along.
Yeah, but that's your pooping game.
It is. I got a lot of pooping to do in March because that game ain't beating itself.
Who wants to go to the bathroom and play Golden Abyss?
I do.
Who wants to go help me find the last treasure?
Field trip.
That sounds like something a pedophile would say.
Oh, now you made it weird.
Field trip.
We're talking about playing the Vita.
Yeah, because me and Daryl work together, so we can go play the Vitas in the bathroom together.
We're going to do that. We're going to play our Vitas together at the same time.
You always do that when they like an hour and a half is going to pass by. I'm like, oh, my God.
Make sure you bring the Game Squad in there with you.
Oh, my God.
No.
Tanner,
oh, my God. Poop in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
I see all over my brand new computer.
He's our fifth guy on the team. He's going to out-trophy you.
Basically, the fact that you just...
He's going to out-trophy you. Oh, he's going to do it out of spite. No.
He's going to pop like 20 plants. I'll show him.
I'll show him.
Poop in my mouth, will you?
I'll show him poop.
What a jerk.
What? He's like, teammate, you gotta like goodness. Give your teammates a hard time, makes them play harder.
That's right. He's gonna be good now.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm gonna play for you guys. So you do
so,
good.
I'm putting the over under on Game Squad's Platinum's at like 1.
Hey, you know what? That's one better than none.
That's probably what more and more than I'll get.
Speaking of one better than none, how many games did we get for games with gold this month?
Who cares?
We're getting four. And for Xbox One, it's Sherlock Holmes, Crimes, and Punishment.
That's a strong lineup.
That Lords of the Fallen looks really cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I played a little bit of...
Too bad I already...
No, yes, it's your show.
Too bad I already bought it on PlayStation a while back.
Is it good?
And then I haven't played it that much. I bought
Shadow of Mordor today.
I got it.
By the way, I'm mad because I went to the GameStop. I got your Stone Cold pop figure.
Awesome.
Sorry, Nick. I bought a pop figure today, but it's for Daryl and it's Stone Cold.
He bought me socks too, and then his wife said that meant we were in a relationship.
Pretty much.
I did not. I actually went to the one over there by TJ Maxx.
It's a good one.
Like the weird one that's like in the Bermuda Triangle no one ever really knows about.
Yeah, you say it's over there by TJ Maxx, and like all the listeners are like...
Inside like, baseball.
We know where TJ Maxx is.
They should. Actually, yeah, I don't care about TJ Maxx.
Are you a Maxinista?
Yeah. Anyways, so I bought that, and I almost got the season pass to Street Fighter. I was like, I'll wait. I renewed my Power Up Rewards card,
beautiful.
And I got a receipt for coupons. One of the coupons was buy two, get one free for games $20 or under. And I was like, well, I'll go back and buy Shadow of Mordor and maybe another game and get one free. Well, it expired today. Like, the code expires today. Like, what good does that do me? What am I going to do, come back in an hour?
You got that code 15 minutes before close.
Pretty much. It was like 8 o'clock. I was like, I just got gypped. Oh, my God. Connections.
Uh-oh. 51-minute mark. 51-minute mark.
Oh, man.
Don't cut that out.
51-minute. But for the 360 version, for 360 games, we got Supreme Commander 2 and Borderlands.
Borderlands.
Dude.
Borderlands. There is no E in lands.
Borderlands.
T-Bird, Borderlands 1 or 2? Which one do you like?
Because, both.
So 2 that. Was that good? It was like, you know, on par with the first one?
That's awesome. It was good. No, actually, I think 1 was my favorite just because of the weapon modding.
Yeah, you ruined me.
Yeah, I feel bad about that.
Why is there a picture of Chun-Li on the screen?
No, look at the chick next to Chun-Li.
Who, me?
I'm looking at Daryl right now. What's happening?
What are we doing? I heard like a little beep.
You know, I heard that a possible Bioshock collection's on the way, and it's leaked from Brazil.
I know. Oh. That's awesome. We just need confirmation from France. It's legit. Legit.
That's right. If it comes from France, it's happening.
So I'm calling this right now. Any of y'all want a copy of Bioshock 2?
No, that game.
No.
That game was
I want one in Infinite.
Yeah, I never played Infinite.
You know what? I own Infinite digitally and physically.
It's out, man.
I just cannot bring myself to playing it. Because Bioshock 1, I went through a high where... For a while, I was like,
playing
every
good games.
Game I start on the hardest difficulty. And I was doing good. And I started that game
why.
Hard. And it was kind of tough. And I got a little frustrated. So I made about halfway through the game and stopped. I was like, this sucks.
Welcome to the circus of butt rape.
So, all right, 53-minute mark. Let's do this. And so...
would you kindly put it on normal?
Yeah. So anyway, so I waited, and I kind of sat on that one, and then Bioshock 2 came out, and I got it like a dummy, thinking, I'll just start this one on, you know, normal and whatever. Well, then you start off as a Big Daddy, and I don't know if you stay a Big Daddy the whole game, but you were slow, and it was dumb, and I played 15 minutes, and I literally took it back. Yeah.
Big Daddy the entire game.
Feels like crap, and it don't take long to... When a game feels like crap, to get rid of it. So then I got Bioshock Infinite as a gift, brand new. It's probably still in the wrapper right now. and then I got it digital for games with Plus Games Collection or whatever. And I'll be honest, like, I just, I don't know, I went back and played Bioshock 1 on PS3. I was like, I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to go jump to Infinite, because Tanner always says Infinite's great. And I went through and I beat Bioshock on PS3, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I didn't play it on hard to start.
That's good.
I started on normal. And then I went back and started a hard playthrough, and then decided I'm done with Bioshock. I don't know. I got kind of burnt out. I'm just waiting on Bioshock for the Vita.
That's never going to happen. Unless France leaks it.
That B button.
That was a reaction to what you typed.
The rumor is Goldberg's coming back to fight The Undertaker.
Yeah, the rumor is that Shane is not actually going to wrestle. That he's Goldberg's going to wrestle for him.
So,
and there's
split
and started another so brand. Random.
I thought Goldberg hated WWE.
He does, but his son.
No, he doesn't hate WWE. He hates Vince McMahon.
He hates Triple H too. But his son, he's at an interview with like he's getting ready to do K1 kickboxing or some garbage like that. And he said,
"That's legit." What are you talking about?
You know how all those guys are trying to do some MMA, garbage, but like not many of them are actually fighting.
It's not really MMA. It's like boxing with kicking.
Anyway,
it's kickboxing.
I don't know. I see what you did there.
It's like where you box, where you kick.
Gotcha. Well, so he was going to do K1 or something stupid, and then he was like talking, and he's like, "Yeah, my son's a little bit older, and he really wants to see me wrestle. So I'd like to, I'd probably." He said if they would call me and play ball or something stupid, kind of backwards. He was like, "I'll come back and I won't cry, whatever." You know, every time Goldberg talks about wrestling, he always cries and craps on it. So it's like, it's hard for me to look forward to Goldberg coming back.
He used to be such a juggernaut.
I know, but the problem was he took himself too serious. And he like...
"Let me tell you what I'm going to do, Mean Gene." It's like, "Goldberg, all right, what's wrong, buddy?"
So it's all that Chris Jericho's fault. He kept calling me out. So then I punched him. And that's all I have to say about that.
That's all right. I have to say about that.
Right, right.
Super Mega Rapid Fire.
Super Mega Rapid Fire. Remember the Loot's favorite part of the show.
This is where we actually talk about stuff that we know.
This is the part of the show at Super Mega Rapid Fire.
Pew, pew, pew,
where
pew.
We take a handful of topics, some topics from the community, some topics that we just want to talk about, some things like wrestling. We're talking about Goldberg being a big sissy.
Ooh, calling you out, Goldberg.
Shots fired.
And we spit them out real fast, and then everyone gets a chance to respond. It's kind of like podcast roundtable, but we're not sitting at a round table. First topic of the day, Gears of War 4 is set to be a quote-unquote graphical showcase for the Xbox One. So it will run in 725p.
Shots
man.
Fired. Wow.
Yeah.
Let's just hope it's
is it really going to be that? Is it going to be really that low?
It's going to play. It's going to look amazing.
And play
like Judgment.
don't put that curse on it.
The trailer that I saw looked fantastic. Like when that beast jumps at him and he blows it in half with the shotgun and like the double barrel shotgun in the midair. I was like, yeah, I'm sold. That's awesome.
All right, I'm excited about Gears of War 4. I read some stuff that where the developers and people who are allowed to speak said that they were approached by somebody important. I don't even remember all the details. Basically, they said they wanted to put dinosaurs in Gears of War. And they said, we want this to be a legit Gears of War game. So, it's not going to be Dino Riders. Tricky, have you finished the Gears of War games?
I haven't even started them.
Okay, you need to turn off that Duty Raider. And you need to put in Gears of War Ultimate.
Well, see, I did that. I did that when my Xbox One told me I could play it. And then I go turn it on and says, "Oh, the game's not actually downloaded yet. You're going to have to wait longer."
The thing is with that is it says, "Hey, the game's ready," just to take you to the menu. It doesn't make any sense. Now, some games like Call of Duty Black Ops 3, it take you to the game, and you can download whatever one you want first, like the campaign, zombies, or multiplayer. But I'm sure Gears didn't do that.
I've never played a Gears game.
What?
Missing out. It's good.
You just
get off the podcast now. you just lost your privileges.
The reason why I got a 360. I got a 360 2006 whenever I graduated. My grandmother was like, "What do you want for a graduation present?" I'm like, "An Xbox 360. And she's like, "Okay." I was like, wait, what? And so she took me and bought me one. And got Oblivion. Elder Scrolls Oblivion. Like a big nerd. And I played that game so much. Playing him a lot. Like when I first got it, I think I stayed up every night till like 6 in the morning playing that game. It was crazy. And then when, you know, I waited and Gears of War came out and invited my buddy over and we stayed up all night playing and never looked back. It was awesome.
Yeah, the Gears games are great. You got to play them. They are literally must-play games. Things that you can, as a gamer, all console, you know what I'm saying, preference aside, everybody needs to play the Gears of War games. Well, the first three, anyways. Judgment is kind of questionable.
Judgment can just go F off. Mm.
Strong words, garbage. Strong man. Deeper. So.
All right, our next super mega rapid fire topic is special editions. Good idea or bad idea?
Yes.
Well, all right, define special editions.
Anything that is extra besides the initial game.
Paying the price of two games for a statue and like an art book. Because like I've always been against special editions. I don't buy special editions. Never have. Just kidding. Bought Street Fighter V special edition.
didn't you just buy Street Fighter
V? I did. Well, you know, I'm a huge Street Fighter fan. Always have been. And I couldn't pass up that statue. And I paid $100 for it. That was for the game, statue, art book, and like some codes. Just, what do those codes actually do, Nick? Like,
well, one was for a soundtrack, one was for comics, and the other one was for something else that I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, so, I mean, you get a good bit with it, you know what I'm saying? What concerns me is Dark Souls 3 Special Edition's coming out. I really want it because I'm getting into the Souls games because of Bloodborne, and that statue looks phenomenal. But it's like the price of two games. Actually, it is the price of two games. So I'm like, do I get a special edition, or do I just get the base game and maybe buy or pre-order another game?
There's actually like two special editions for Dark Souls 3.
Okay.
The one is just the one that comes with the statue, and then there's the Dark Souls 3 Strategy Guide special edition that comes with a hardback strategy guide. And a cool
my box. God. By the way,
I might have to get the strategy guide.
I have the Street Fighter V, like the fighter's guide. It's like a little pamphlet, basically. I don't know. It's like a novel. It's pretty thick. It's a lot of reading. It was only $15 at Walmart, so I was pretty happy about that. And then I saw the hardback strategy guide at GameStop today, and I got so excited I picked it up. It was $45.
Jeez.
With like a poster. I was like, yeah, you can keep that. But it looked really cool. And so anyway, I bought it, and no, I'm just kidding. I didn't.
God dang it. What about you, Triggy?
You put it on pre-order.
See, I used to, back in the PS3... I used to get special editions. I actually, you guys can't see it on camera, but I actually have the Infamous 2, Cole statue. I have the Watch Dogs special edition statue, the Uncharted 3, and the God of War 3 special edition. And I also had the Metal Gear Solid. It depends on the special edition that's being offered. I mean, some of them I get if it looks cool. I really wanted to get the Arkham Asylum or the Arkham series ones, especially the one with the Joker and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But actually leading into our next topic, I don't buy special editions anymore.
Hmm. I am a special edition fan, and when it comes to steelbooks, it's almost irresistible. I have a steelbook collection of like 26 question mark. I love the steelbooks. I love the art. I literally have them displayed around my podcast cave.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the I bought the Order special edition, and I didn't buy the huge one with the werewolf. I bought the other one with old dude man, whatever his name is, with the stash leaned up against the little brick wall. Mm-hmm. I love that one. That thing is amazing.
The unmemorable character.
I had his name in my head a minute ago, and then
Gaston.
Grenadier.
Gustav.
Well, Gustav, a good name.
Yep, Gustav.
Right. I've got the Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain special edition with the statue.
I thought for sure I was going to get that. Being a big Metal Gear Solid fan.
Yeah, I got it. And well, the best part about that one's one of my favorites because it came with a steelbook and it came with the game in the regular case. Now, why is that a big deal? For me, because I put my steelbooks on display on one bookcase, and then I have my actual stack of games on the other. So, when you look through my collection of games, you know what I'm saying, there's 20 or 30 over there, but in actuality, there's another dozen on a different shelf with the, you know what I'm saying, but because they're steelbooks, they're in a different area. So, I've been a steelbook collector since Resident Evil 4. Had the GameStop exclusive red tin with the laser cell.
My thing about special editions, they keep getting more expensive, you know.
I mean, it is
like it started out like $80, you get a steel book and maybe like a picture. And then it was like $100, you get a statue. $130, you get a statue, art book, and a necklace. And
ooh. Speaking of art books, I have two copies of the Gears of War 2 special edition. With the art book.
Don't even get me started on that junk.
I know. It's so funny. As a matter of fact, hang on a second.
I think this is where it started.
Hang on a second. This is. We're going to fix this.
Don't do it. While he's doing that, I'm going to tell a story. So I pre-ordered my copy of Special Edition Gears of War 2 at GameStop. Not one of the favorite GameStops I go to. It was
not
a random
the one by TJ Maxx.
It was a strange. And I have it all set up. I think I had like $20 left on it at the time. And they were going to have a midnight release there and release, you know, Gears of War 2. So I was like, I'm so excited to get my special edition. Well, that particular GameStop that I pre-ordered at, they were doing a midnight release of a expansion for World of Warcraft. So they ended up canceling the midnight release for Gears of War 2. There, yeah, at that location.
Logic.
So I ended up having to go to another GameStop. Well, because I had to transfer my copy to another GameStop to do the midnight release, I lost my special edition pre-order. So they ended up having to reimburse me for all the money I had spent.
Well, here's what, and the only reason is because
I'm pretty upset about it.
The only reason that is because him and my brother were going to play Gears of War all night long that night, so it was important to get the copy that night versus wait till the next day.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm doing. I just posted a picture in the Remember the Loot podcast group of the Gears of War 2 special edition with the art book, steel book, everything. And I am gifting this to you right now. This is yours.
I don't need it.
You know, you do need this because
it's got an X on it.
This
like
hurt
it.
You and it changed the way you look at special editions, and I just so happened to pick this second copy up for $5 the other day.
$5? Where?
I legitimately have two of these.
Well,
don't you want to take a guess where you got it, Frosty?
On the show, on the air.
I can guess. I'd be right, but I'm not gonna say.
So, but yeah, I picked that up last weekend, the weekend before. And I saw it, and I asked the dude how much he wanted it for it. He said $5. I said, you cannot turn down a special edition for that price, even if I already had that game twice.
This did not ruin my take on special edition. The price tags now are ruining my take on special editions, because I was teetering on the fence for a while about getting a special edition for Dark Souls 3. I still may, because it doesn't come out until April. I have time. I have time to use my life allowance.
Dude, if they only get like a couple pre-orders in, they'll cut the pre-order date off.
My God.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you got to jump. Now, okay, so I'm going to share a story and then we can move on. I pre-order everything Resident Evil possible when it's available. You know what I'm saying? So when a Resident Evil game comes up for pre-order, I pre-order it the game, the strategy guide, the whatever. For Resident Evil,
stupid bag they gave you with five.
That? Or the other?
No,
other
no, no, that was cool. Yeah. The stupid BSAA.
I have two of those too, by the way.
Like, it's for a child. Like, yeah, what are you going to use it? Little, you can put your Legos in it.
Or your... Yeah. So, for Resident Evil 5, I pre-ordered the Special Edition console, the Special Edition game, the faceplate, the hardcover strategy guide. I mean, I dropped some serious cash that night. Gears of War 3, same thing. I got the console. I didn't get the Lancer. I really regret that, though. I should have bought the $150 Lancer. But, yeah, Resident Evil, I literally pre-order everything possible, and I'll buy every bit of it. And every single time they announce one, I do it. Even when they screw me, a la Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City, I paid $80 for the special edition of Raccoon City in the Steelbook with patches and DLC. Only to find out that the game itself was like 6, maybe 8 hours long, depending on how thorough you were. And then via DLC, they released for another $30, two more campaigns that was the equivalency, another 4 hours of gameplay. Almost the rest of the game, basically. So, unfortunately, I am part of the problem. These special editions keep going up, and dummies like me keep buying them.
What about you, B-Button? What's your take on special editions?
I love special editions. I've got Dark Souls 2. I have the statue from The Witcher 3 special edition. I just recently got the Mega Man Legacy Collection that comes with the gold amiibo.
Oh, that's really cool. That's the 3DS exclusive edition, right?
Yep.
The,
I had a bunch more, but like some stuff has happened throughout like my moving processes because I've moved a bunch. I have the Halo Reach. I had the Halo 3.
I sold my helmet, and I regret it to this day.
Dude, they're like, I think they're cheap on Amazon last time I checked.
Speaking of Amazon, ProvingGamer.com is sponsored by Amazon. Do all your shopping through us. Go to ProvingGamer.com, click on Amazon link, do all your shopping through us. Doesn't cost you any extra. Helps us out tremendously. We greatly appreciate it. Continue.
And I also have the Pip-Boy edition of Fallout 4.
Pip-Boy?
Yeah, the Pip-Boy edition that comes with the thing you wear on your wrist.
Like a pimp?
Like, look at him flick at that wrist?
Look at him flick at that wrist.
He did not just do that.
What other special editions do I have? I
think you have all of them.
I'm trying to remember. Honestly, I've never liked a special edition for any of the Batman games, surprisingly. So I never wanted them.
And you're a Batman fan, too. That's a shame.
Yeah, I'm a huge Batman fan, just like I didn't like Heath Ledger's Joker. But that's another story for
another.
What?
I'm done. I'm done.
I know.
I'm checking out.
Oh, I think that's like a hardcore Batman fan thing. Like, you've got to hate Heath Ledger's Joker.
I got to be honest. Like, I was half listening because I've been sending funny pictures in the Skype chat. But that comment right there just snapped my attention back.
Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity.
spaghetti.
No, but like he's right. It is a hardcore Batman thing because when you look at Heath Ledger's Joker, it's a terrorist in face paint. It's not the Clown Prince of Crime. It's not the Harlequin of Hate. It's not Jack Napier. It's not whoever you think Joker is. It's just
not
a terrorist.
It's not Mark Hamill. It's not Luke Skywalker.
It's actually Heath Ledger in face paint. He was acting for the role.
And I think he did a phenomenal job.
He did.
I think
he did too. The performance is great. It's, you know, he won an Oscar for it, and it's. I'm not saying it was a bad performance. It's just not the Joker.
He died.
He what?
He died for the role.
He did. I actually have a short film written out based on that whole dive into madness.
Speaking of diving into madness, T-Bird.
I was about to
dive into something.
It's almost like you guys are in the same room and planned that.
T-Bird's buying the special edition as Dark Souls 3.
Probably not. I'm probably just going to buy it digital.
You son of a... So you're supposed to buy it so you can influence me to buy it.
What you're saying is you prefer digital over physical?
Well, before you jump to the next question, let me finish this question.
I can't stop.
I think the only special editions I've really bought were for Call of Duties, only because they came bundled with the map packs.
That is one thing I wish they would have given us with Street Fighter V. The first season. Like, how about that? Like, I'll pay an extra. Yeah. Give me the first six characters. Or give me a character. Give me Alex. Like, I don't know.
Honestly, like, Call of Duty has had some of the cooler special editions. Because didn't freaking Modern Warfare 2 come with night vision goggles?
Night vision goggles, dude.
Yeah.
Night vision.
I remember seeing people. Yep.
And that's when I didn't have much.
I remember seeing people walk out the store. They'd have, like, a 360 in one arm with, like, the Modern Warfare 360. In the other hand, they'd have a bag with the night vision goggles and Call of Duty. I was like, golly.
That's what I did for freaking Resident Evil, man. I had everything I had to
offer. Yeah, you got that red 360 with the Resident Evil 5.
Yeah, the face plates. That's face plates with $30. The freaking messenger bag.
Don't you have the chainsaw controller?
No, unfortunately.
What?
My house burnt down a few years ago, and I lost a lot of cool stuff.
Oh, man.
A few years ago. That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Speaking of a long time ago. We started to break into the question of the week.
Yes, this question of the week was, do you prefer digital or physical? Now, we had some pretty good responses on Facebook. I'm not going to go through and read them all because...
Somebody wrote a book.
Well, yeah, had a few books. Now, instead of going through each person's response, digital, physical... Now, there was a funny picture posted of this Flashdance chick that said, let's get physical. Now, that was funny.
That was pretty funny.
I thought it was funny. digital, physical, you know, that's the question. I've always been big on physical because the ownership. Now, here recently, I've started to get into digital because it is so convenient. It's really convenient being able to, I guess, not get up and change disc. Yeah. Like, I know that sounds super lazy, but it is, especially when you're streaming. Like, if you're streaming a game and you're bored with it, you're like, okay, I'm going to jump to another game. It's almost seamless, you know. Just jump to another game, jump right back into your broadcast. I don't know. I'm kind of new to the digital scene, so maybe y'all can help me out. You know, what are some other pros, cons to digital?
I do physical 99.9% of the time, unless there's a sweet PSN sale.
Oh, yeah. It's flash sales, though.
I don't trust the cloud, as Christian in the Facebook group said. don't trust the cloud. Never trust.
Why don't you trust the cloud?
Okay, for example, Xbox Live went down last week, and I could not use any digital games, period. Online.
That's
or
because offline. Of. No. Me. That's not. You can't blame that on digital versus physical. That's the stupid way that Microsoft set up their systems.
It's still digital, and I still couldn't access it, which means that I don't own it. If I can't turn it on and play it.
The PSN goes down, you can still play all your games.
Yeah, well, true, which is why I still don't trust the cloud.
Which is why sales are up again.
Yes.
How'd that not make the news? We're slipping.
Because PlayStation wins every month, and it's newsworthy.
I can't get up.
I always make that reference. But anyways, yeah, so here you go. So, like, I prefer digital when it comes to my music. Like, so I buy my music on iTunes, and I literally buy it. It downloads to my phone, and whether I have Wi-Fi or don't have Wi-Fi, whether I have 4G or don't have 4G, my music is there, and it works. And so iTunes has found a way to foolproof that system that I can access that when I do not have internet connection. Right now, in the video game world, that's not the case. Now, granted, on PlayStation, it's a little bit better than it is on Xbox. It's better, but there's still, you know what I'm saying, like that fear of one day they're going to flip the switch and these games aren't going to be mine anymore. For example, PT.
But PT you didn't pay for.
But I still downloaded it. The license was still in my possession.
Yeah, but you didn't pay for a license, therefore they could take it back. If you had paid for PT, they could never take it back from you. They could have stopped selling it, yes.
Okay.
But they could never deny you access to downloading it.
Well, Microsoft did that with the Ninja Turtles on Xbox Live.
That was super lame.
I paid for that game and then could not access it once their license ran out, and then could not re-download it.
Yeah.
Period.
Oh, God, it was...
on the original on the original console.
What it was they realized how bad Reshield was.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're talking about the
arcade.
Yeah. I remember that. Both of those are gone. Both of those disappeared.
Yeah, you can't access them anymore. And I paid for those games.
It's like, you like Ninja Turtles? Nope.
It seems like Microsoft owes you some money.
Well, here's the thing. Duke Nukem 3D was the same way on Xbox Live. I paid for Duke Nukem 3D when it came out, and as long as I had internet connection, it worked. And this is 360, okay, not an Xbox. And then as soon as I went to a hotel traveling with the band and I didn't have an internet connection, I could not access the game. It went back into its demo state. And those experiences right there have kept me from fully trusting the digital system. I'll get a game PSN. I'll keep my PS Plus going. I'll get a game on sale or whatever. But, I mean, I've got games on my shelf right now where I got them digitally and then eventually still bought a physical copy. Case in point would be Resident Evil Revelations 2. That game released digitally first, episodically. I pre-ordered it. I got it on PS3 and PS4, played it, beat it, enjoyed it, and then still ended up buying the physical copy for my PS4 and for the Vita. No, excuse me, I bought the digital copy for the Vita because it didn't come out physical. But if it did, I would. I mean, just because I own that copy of the game and I feel much more secure, Skynet, don't trust the cloud.
You can now.
There's only one physical copy of a game that I own currently right now for the PS4, and that's Watch Dogs because I bought the special edition. But even when I bought the Phantom Pain, I actually bought it digitally because I wanted to play it, you know, at launch. But the day the game came out, the special editions came back into stock. I guess people didn't pay for their special edition, so Amazon decided to release them to the public. And I actually bought a physical copy of the Phantom Pain, bought the special edition. When I got it, because the only thing I wanted was the fist, I took the fist out of the box, put it on eBay, said straight out, I'm selling you the special edition. You're going to get the game. The only thing that's not going to be included is the fist. And I listed it on eBay for $60, which I thought was a fair price. Because you're paying for the game, brand new. And somebody in Germany bought it for $100.
And you know what?
I'd have bought it for $9.
Because you bought that thing physical, you had the opportunity to do that. If you wanted to sell one of your digital games,
not happening.
Negative.
Sorry,
zone.
Nope. You can now seamlessly stream digital games to your Xbox
yes,
One.
With the power of
but
the
cloud. But see, I don't buy games. I don't trade my games into GameStop because I don't believe in perpetrating that cycle. Because I'm a strong component of a person that believes if you're going to buy a game, you need to support the developer. And the arguments that when people say to me, oh, well, I'm going to play that game, but I'm going to wait until it drops in price. I understand people don't want to pay full price for a game. But then you don't understand that if you want the next Uncharted or you want the next Last of Us, you need to buy the game and support your developer. And it goes back to the special editions. The special editions may be overpriced in your mind, but in my thought process is, the more money we give to the developers, the more money they have to make games.
The more they can suck us into buying those awesome special editions.
Well, it's a way to support the developer. And that I don't mind spending the extra money to support my developer if they're going to make quality games.
I actually forgot about another special edition I have pre-ordered. It's the
Uncharted 4.
New. It's the
I actually have that one pre-ordered.
It's the Burning Blood One Piece fighting game that's coming out in May. It has a special edition that has some really neat stuff in it that I don't want to talk about, just in case there's some One Piece fans who are listening who aren't very far into the storyline. But it's actually Bandai that produces it, so like Bandai will get like my special edition money twice. For Dark Souls 3 and Burning Blood.
Yep, and that'll go towards making Bloodborne 2.
See, I see. When it comes to physical and digital, I go digital because, one, the game's going to unlock at midnight. So, like, with The Division in a week. Everybody, you know, people that get it from Amazon or they go to their local GameStop or, you know, for the midnight release or whatever it is. Yeah, the midnight release people are going to get it at midnight and then they got to come home and blah, blah, blah. 2 days before the Division comes out, the game's going to download on my system and it's going to unlock at midnight. And at 12 o'clock midnight, I'm playing my game. I'm not waiting for UPS to show up. I don't have to leave my house at 10 o'clock at night to stand in line at the GameStop and freeze my balls off. You know, digitally to me is just the better option. Yeah, there are drawbacks, like you can't sell your games, but I don't sell my games, so that's not a drawback for me. And it's also, I can uninstall it and reinstall it anytime I want.
Well, we I heard that out to the Facebook group, Remember the Loot podcast group on Facebook. And a couple of the answers that I thought were really rad. Where Christian on Facebook says physical, I don't trust the cloud. That is t-shirt worthy, in my opinion. She says, plus, there's some nostalgia that comes with it. It's kind of like holding a book. Me personally, I like putting them on my shelf and looking at them and saying, one day I will play you. Now, she didn't say that. I said that. I like to look at them on my shelf. John Michael says, I choose physical for multiple reasons. The nostalgia, like mentioned before, and I can lend my games to friends. It's definitely a way to get people interested. Sharing is caring. Jeffrey says, digital is convenient, but I'd just much rather have the physical copies. Will All says, I prefer physical, but sometimes it's really great to play the old Super Mario Bros. Without spending 30 minutes blowing on your cartridge. very good. I yield to Remember the Loot, says physical. Yes, yes, yes. Joshua says absolutely physical. Digital is the devil. That's the short version of this book he wrote us. And there were my favorite one out of here, which Frosty mentioned before, was John says, "Let's get physical." Enough said.
See, the other drawback that I go with physical versus digital is one, when you buy it digitally, you never have to worry about your friends asking to borrow a game and never getting it back.
Oh, I do that too. The walking idea all the time. He's like, he'll ask me about a game, and I'll say, yeah, man, I got that. That's great. He goes, you can I borrow it? I was like, no, it's digital.
And the other thing is I don't have to worry about my games getting broken or not being able to play.
With kids, oh, my gosh, dude, kids will tear stuff up in a heartbeat. I wish I could have a digital controller so they wouldn't tear that up.
So, I mean, digital is the way the industry is going. It's going that way.
Yep, and we're all going to die.
And you better just embrace it now.
Don't trust Skynet.
That's right. Speaking of Skynet, one of the Remember the Loot cats did a unboxing video where he references Skynet and Skynads.
Who did an unboxing video in the Loot Crew?
I wonder who would do an unboxing. Speaking of unboxing videos, don't we have some unboxing videos coming to ProvenGamer.com pretty soon?
We sure do. I looked at my computer. I saw some things that weren't really right. I fixed them, corrected them, and they'll be pumping out here soon.
Sounds like next week we're going to have a lot of content on ProvenGamer.com.
Sounds like it.
We've got some reviews dropping. We've got some news dropping. We got some unboxing videos dropping.
Square up.
And we are going to be popping some platinums for this trophy war that we're going to win. We've actually already won.
You know, in the middle of this trophy war, while I'm popping platinums and making the trophy whores look bad, this Friday is fight night.
Friday, that's our second Friday.
It's fight night round two. And are you going to get that belt done?
Yes, I'm going to get your belt done. I'm making custom designing a Friday Night Fight belt. There are two championship belts being created right now. All right, one is the Friday Night Fight championship belt. The winner of Friday Night Fights will hold until he is dethroned. There is also the Proven Gamer Podcast Championship that's going to be awarded to me, of course, because I am the Proven Gamer Podcast Champion of the world.
Yeah, let's see what you're doing in 247 episodes.
247 episodes, I will be sitting at the top of the mountain as the longest reigning proven gamer podcast champion of the world with the most trophies from all these wars I've won.
And God himself will open up the clouds and come down and say, Daryl, when's your next episode dropping? And when you going to give me your mixtape? But yeah, Fight Night Round 2 this Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, twitch.tv/provengamer. Be there or square up. We are going live. We're going to go live with a pre-show, probably about 7:30 around that time.
We're going to be using Rock'em Sock'em Boppers.
Mm-hmm. So if I go and buy Street Fighter V and I join your Friday Night Fights and I whip all your... just, you know, just going to happen. Are you going to mail me the belt?
He will actually personally drive to New Jersey and hand it to you.
I don't live in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Hey, Frosty, by the way, are we going with... because it's tournament style, right?
Yes.
Are we going to go with, since I got to work, me showing up late and I'll just be in loser's bracket and I'll be single elimination?
Yeah, we could do that. There's going to be two CV set up. There's going to be the actual winner's circuit. And then there's going to be, like, if you lose, you get eliminated, whatever. There's going to be a second TV where we can just chill and play games and...
don't get eliminated!
Yeah. So,
well, I'm going to show up. I'm going to come, conquer, leave. That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to come, you're going to show up.
Conquer and leave.
Gotcha. Right over your head. All right.
And that is episode 18 of Remember the Loot, the number one podcast on provengamer.com.
Oh, I got it. That's gross.
Jeez, it took you long enough. Oh, goodness.
He's a quick one.
Oh, man, he is quick on the draw. Speaking of quick on the draw, T-Bird, where can they find you?
Oh, God. I'm not ready for this. You can find me at Twitter at T_Bird803 and on Xbox Live and PSN at T-Bird803.
Quickie Tricky.
You can find me anywhere at Tricky Mick, except for on Xbox Live, which by the time this episode comes out, you will not be able to find me there no more. But on Xbox Live, it's actually PG Tricky Mick. You can find me on Proven Gamer. I am the host of the number one PlayStation podcast on the East Coast, Trophy Whores. I don't know what delusional Daryl's being, but we are the podcast champions of the world.
I am the Proven Gamer podcast champion of the world, and you can find me on Twitter at Resident Daryl. Find me on Xbox Live at Resident Daryl. Find me on PSN at Resident Daryl. And you can find me on Twitch with my brand new green screen that you can't see because it's green and it's mean at Resident Daryl.
You can't see me.
I'm like John Cena.
You can find me on Twitter at Metal Gear Frosty. You can find me on PSN at MGS_Daniel25. You can find me on Twitch at MGS_Daniel25. But I don't really Twitch from that, so I ain't going to promote it. Screw it. You can also find me on Proving Gamer's Twitch, twitch.tv/Proving Gamer. Go click that follow button and check us out this Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Friday Night Fights.
What about you, B-Button boy?
What you going to do is you're going to take that boy and change it into a guy and type it in the search bar of any social media, Xbox Live, PS4, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook. Type B-Button guy, you'll find me. My mug will be on that profile picture.
We need to teach B-Button boy to how to talk into a microphone.
Hey.
Does this happen?
How does that feel, baby?
Lower.
How does that feel, baby?
Well, that's what you get when you use a Rock Band microphone.
Did any of you guys Sons of Anarchy fans?
Negative, but I tell you what I am a fan of. I am a fan of ending this show.
You are a fan of plugging our email.
Pee like a mofo.
Well, fine. Just
hurry up,
screw up my breaking news.
Do it. Hurry up. I got to pee. You do that. I got to pee, and you can...
Tommy Flanagan, who played Chibs on Sons of Anarchy, was just cast a role in the new Star Wars movie.
Son of Anarchy sucks. Go watch Breaking Bad. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. This has been Remember the Loot. Please do not forget to rate, review, and subscribe. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can email us at rememberTheLoot@ProvingGamer.com. Hit us up on Twitter at RememberTheLoot. That's LOOT, not LUTE. Homie, don't play that. Facebook.com/RememberTheLoot. Or check out our podcast group. Go to Facebook, type in Remember the Loot Podcast, and be a part of the conversation. Time is running out, the blood is flowing down the streets. People need to know we're living in a war zone. Hit the streets with the truth, tell them that it's on. Get right or get left, what will it be? Time is running out, the blood is flowing down the streets. People need to know we're living in a war zone. Hit the streets with the truth.